Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on June 21 regarding Penelope, P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Webb as described in the reports listed above. Appeared at the latter time, I was not in receipt of the operative report for the surgery she indicated had occurred in 2016. Appeared you have now kindly provided that with additional documentation for my review. Appeared new paragraph. These records show she did undergo surgery on 9/26/16 to be inserted here. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 9/30/16. Period. Postoperatively, she followed up with Dr. Lee and his colleagues on 10/14/16 onward. Period. On that first visit, x-rays demonstrated bilateral pedicle screws at L3-4 and L5 with no evidence of halo loosening. Per the anterior grafts at the 3-4 and 4-5 levels are well seated with no evidence of subsidence and good bone graft noted throughout. There is excellent bone graft masses in the posterior lateral bilateral gutters and good maintenance of lumbar lordosis. Period. Her wound did not appear infected. Period. Dr. Lee monitored her progress over the next several weeks through 12/21/16. Repeat x-rays demonstrated intact surgical construct at L3-5, comma solid fusion and posterolateral gutter and interbody device. There was no evidence of hardware failure. Period. She may have been participating in physical therapy as well. Period. New paragraph. On 1/20/17, the petitioner was seen in the same group by Dr. E-L-S-H-A-R-K-A-W-Y for pain in the knees. Period. This was mostly in the medial and patellofemoral compartments. Period. He prescribed her Pennsaid solution and referred her for physical therapy. Period. She returned to Dr. Lee on 3/3/17 for her back pain. Period. She already had a chronic pain plan set up with her primary care doctor. Period. He was going to see her back in 6 months. Period. She saw Dr. Al-Sharkawi again on 3/30/17 when corticosteroid injection was administered to the left knee. Period. On 6/29/17, Ms. Webb reported improvement. Period. In paragraphs, he was then seen by another physician in the group named Dr. Reed, R-E-I-D, on 11/22/17. But this was for bilateral viscosupplementation injections. Period. The first in a series of such injections were administered bilaterally on 12/14/17. Period. The second set of injections was given on 12/20/17. Period. On 12/21/17, she saw Dr. Lee again for 1 year postoperative X-rays on the lumbar spine, period. She was going to use an exercise ball at home, period. She said she was doing well and her pain was very minimal. Period. X-ray showed evidence of good hardware and graft placement with no signs of any lucency around the screws. Period. The third orthovisc injections were given by Dr. Reed on 12/29/17, period. New paragraph. Ms. Webb then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Ropiak on 11/1/18 for right shoulder pain, period. He diagnosed adhesive capsulitis, comma, pain, comma, and rotator cuff tear of unspecified extent, period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the right shoulder and referred her for physical therapy. Period. She reported general shoulder pain for about 3 to 4 months without any injuries or traumas. Period. She had been taking tramadol 2 to 4 times per day from her primary care physician named Dr. Zarrolli, Z-A-R-R-O-L-I, with a known herniated disc in her neck. Period. Dr. Ropiak had previously seen her 5 to 10 years earlier when he diagnosed a rotator cuff tear, but she did not remember her treatment. Period. X-rays of a shoulder revealed degenerative spurring off the undersurface of the acromion, but otherwise well-preserved glenohumeral joint. Period. On 1/10/19, she saw Dr. Bernardini for her right shoulder as well. Period. She had just begun physical therapy for the shoulder. Period. He then advised her to continue with therapy. Period. A summary of treatment, comma, diagnoses, comma, and medications was generated on 5/9/19. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. The additional medical records supplied confirm the surgery Ms. Webb underwent on her lumbar spine with good postoperative findings. But they also show that she offered additional systemic complaints involving her knees and right shoulder. Period. She denied any precipitating traumas to her treating orthopedic specialists. Period. New paragraph, considering the new information provided, it remains my opinion there is 15% permanent partial total disability at the lumbar spine without regard to cause. Period. Insert what is marked from the bottom of page 6 and the top of, scratch that, and the top of page 7. Period. It is now apparent that Ms. Webb also was diagnosed with right shoulder osteoarthritis and the same pathology in her knees. Period. Nevertheless, there is still 0% permanent partial disability referable to the upper extremities or shoulders. Period. There continues to be 0% permanent partial total disability in the cervical spine. Period. She had the expected degenerative changes, including multi-level disc protrusions at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Period. And the rest of that is, scratch that, and that'll be the end.